5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Why do men have nipples?
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'm very confused.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
It is Tuesday. The sun is out. The birds are chirping. Melbourne is getting back to normal. A truck has crashed into the Montague Street Bridge. We are healing as a society, but we have a huge show for you coming up. Billy's got all the sport. We chat to the Bulldog superstar, Marcus Bontempelli. Catch up with him and see what he's been up to. We've also got a phone topic. So 133353 if you want to be a part of that. And as always, Bill, is a joke to finish and hopefully you've pulled your socks up. But as always, you're here. The eighth wonder of the world, Anthony William Brownless.
Spot on. G'day, Daisy. Great to be with you again. And don't ring now. When we will ask you to ring in, Daisy, because they normally get on the phone straight away, because they like to win things. G'day, Rebsy.
Dale Thomas Cup tonight as well.
It is a Dale Thomas Cup.
What did you say?
A Dale Cop. Thomas Cup. Could have said something else there. No worry about that. The Dale Thomas Cup.
Yes.
Collingwood Carlton, only player ever to play 100 games for both sides.
I'm not sure where you get that information from, Bill. I did tell you that. It has been a big, big night in sport, though, Bill. There's a bit happening.
Well, there is. Let's talk a bit of footy, of course, because we like talking footy on this show. And it looks like the Giants might have landed a eagle.
Yes, correct. That being a brand up from the Eagles. There was no sting. There was no grab for that. No. It'll be a good pickup, we think. Obviously, he hasn't had a whole lot of opportunity over there in the West.
No.
Been swung around a little bit forward and or back. And Oscar Allen probably taking his spot. So he'll get his opportunity there. Obviously, the Giants let go of Finn Lason as well. So just a nice little one-in, one-out sort of setup there.
Yeah, exactly. He was pick 13 by the Eagles. So he showed a bit. Geelong Grammar boy from Wentworth, which is way up in New South Wales there. Well, nice and hot up there. So very good cricketer also. So good luck to Branda there. And the D's, they're going to hold a premiership celebration. I wonder how many supporters will come along, because you assume it'll be free. They'd open the gates.
Yeah, we're not sure if it is free, Bill. There might be a small price to pay.
$5 or something.
Just checking across the notes here, it's not being held at Morris Jones, which is good news for everyone.
Well, he's not back yet.
No, he won't be back yet. I'm not sure if we get too soon to joke about that. But it will be. It'll be fantastic. It's going to be at the MCG, Sunday the 5th of December.
Good.
All members of the Melbourne Premiership team will be there. Simon Goodwin, he'll have to come back from Bondi.
Yeah.
He might have to put a shirt on for the occasion and stop strutting around. But it will be great because obviously with the strange times we had this year, there wasn't a lot of people from Melbourne who've been diehards who got to celebrate. So it'll be a good occasion for them.
And the cup will be there too.
Yes, you would imagine, yes.
Yeah, so bring the couple on, get a photo. How much are you hearing? Surely it won't be too much for the poor old members to come along.
Rabbit?
No, I've got no idea. I've heard it's going to be ticketed. That's the only thing.
Oh, right. Okay.
So ticketed, whether or not that's paid for or not, we'll wait and see. The Storm,
Melbourne's
your boy, the Cheese.
Oh, the Cheese. We have him on here. That's it, Rugby League. And he's not quite all there. We know that. And even his coach told us that, Craig Bellamy. Mm. But he is in demand. Don't worry about that. Obviously, the Storm would love to keep him. But the Sydney Roosters, the Gold Coast Titans, and even the Dolphins, who aren't in for another couple of years, are all going to have a crack at him November 1. Yes, I'm sure, Rabs.
Throwing some serious dollars his way too. And obviously with the slight hiccup over the off-season, it'll be interesting to see where that one lands. The Storm have formally come out and said they will be putting up a decent fight to keep him.
Matty Tripp, my man, he said, no, he's not going anywhere. So he stays at the Storm, you would think. We've got to keep him. We made him, I reckon. Don't you reckon, Raps?
We're not going off half-cock.
No, we're not. No, we're not going off half-cock. Now, the Melbourne Cup also, because we like a little flutter at our good friends at PointsBet. Oh, nice.
You've been sharp on the old pots and pans there, Raps.
I was looking for that to do my PointsBet thing, but where did you find it? Anyway.
Danny this conversation off air if you want.
Danny O'Brien, who trains young Werther, who's been very good in the lead-up races, has been scratched out.
Yes.
You know, all horses have to go through a CAT scan or whatever it's called, probably a horse scan, CT scan.
CT scan, they do. Yeah. So, yeah, nowhere else but here, and this is a great thing about the Victorian Spring Carnival, Bill, do they get the treatment and the screenings pre-race, post-race, and then the care after they're done racing, of course. So well done to the stewards and the vets for picking up on that. But it's a decent out because the favourite Incentivise, which some people have just declared as an almost moral, young Werther, or Werther, however you say it, the spelling says Werther. People pronounce it Werther, which confuses me. He was only half a length off Incentivised in one of the preludes. So
it's spot on.
It's a big out for that cup field. Right now, it's a week away, the cup.
Who do you like?
Who are you tipping?
Well, I'm going with a, down the bottom, Grand Promenade, who won about 2 weeks ago, and it's only carrying 52 kilos.
Okay.
So won well too. Went straight past Charlie Rose, who I got in the cup also. But who could beat? Oh, did you hear Gay Waterhouse last night? She said only one horse has won from Queensland.
Just giving a right clip to Queensland and Townsville, where the horse is, or Toowoomba, where it's from. I'm going with Very Elegant. I think it was fantastic in the Cox Plate. Big track will suit it. So there's a
is
week
there a new
to go.
Jockey? Yeah, there'll be a new jockey on board too.
You've just sacked Damien Lane on the spot.
Come on, Dame.
And the other big news, probably the biggest news in sport overnight, is related to the Ashes.
It is. Ben Stokes is coming to Australia for the Ashes, and hopefully this doesn't happen.
Yes, that is him actually getting, where did he get hit there?
In the box.
Middle stump.
Oh, yes, that is middle peg out. Good but boys. Of course, he's coming back. He's taken some time out to work on his mental health. Yep. He also broke a finger that required a couple of surgeries. He couldn't hold a bat for a while there, so it'll be interesting to see just how cricket fit he is, because he is an all-rounder. He bats, he bowls. Test series, it's going to be, he's a good inclusion, but just be interested in one to watch.
No, you're right, because you've got to play out in the middle. You can have as much net sessions as you can, but you've got to get out in the middle there. So when do they actually lob the Poms?
I think he's flying out Friday, it says, with the other team members who aren't playing in, of course, the World Cup that's going on at the minute. So they'll be on the Aussie shores in no time, Bill.
Well, because the first test starts December 8th Brisbane.
And then there's 80,000 for the Boxing Day test, which will just be a mouth-watering contest. That is all we've got time for in the sport and AFL news, Bill. Fantastic start from you.
Yeah.
Coming up is the superstar from the Western Bulldogs, Marcus Bontempelli.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Billy and Daisy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Under a buck, Jib. Do you understand that? See, there's a nice little double entendre.
Is that what? What, big pardon?
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless. We are joined by Premiership hero, four-time All-Australian, four-time Charlie Sutton medalist, and now author Marcus Bontempelli.
There aren't too many more exciting things in footy than when this bloke has the ball in his hands.
First inside 50. Bontempelli's got two. Bontempelli has got three. Playing one of the great grand finals in the Skipper at the moment.
Please welcome the Bont, Marcus Bontempelli.
Yes, we are lucky enough to have the man that goes by the Bont on the Rush Hour. And as we can see there, Bont, where do we find you, buddy?
You know, lads, first of all, thanks for having me on. I'm actually up in Exmouth at the minute, which is a, you know, 2 hour plane ride out of Perth, but a sort of 12 hour drive up north. So just enjoying some time off, mate.
Have you been back to Melbourne at all post the grand final and what went down over there?
No, I haven't been back just yet. I've been planning a trip around WA for a couple of years and tried to get across last year, but couldn't out of the Gold Coast. So finishing up here probably made pretty good sense to spend a bit of time here and check out some of the good spots.
Nice spot up there. I went up there last year with Dougie Hawkins, the Bont, and there's a supermarket there, Daze, and not a lot. It's bloody
a supermarket.
Hot.
That was the highlight.
Well, a shopping centre, sorry.
Yes.
But there is a brewery there that we went out the back and had a couple of frothies there and put on one of the great shows there. I think 14 people turned up. But you're travelling around, which is fantastic. You went up to the Tiwi Islands. Everyone says how good that is, Bont.
Yeah, it was a pretty special experience. I'd, you know, been to Darwin when I was a kid and then went last year probably for the first time since and did some good stuff. And this year again, we headed across to Tiwi to visit some of the communities and then visit some of the schools. It's just a great experience. The rawness and the love for the game over there is so real and so passionate. It does it's quite refreshing heading over and then just visiting and chatting to a few of the locals. So we had an awesome time over on the islands.
Yeah, they love their footy. They also love naming some of their kids after footballers. How many Bonts running around?
Yeah, there was a couple. There was one fellow who ran for about 100 metres, I think, to give us a big hug and tell me that he was Bontempelli also. So we had that in common. But that were great. Yeah. Their love for the game is so pure. And the people there just appreciate it, I think, seeing a few footballers over willing to say good day.
Absolutely fantastic work you're doing up there. No doubt you took the book that you've got there, Little Bont and the Big Secret, signing a few autographed copies for the good people up there.
Just a couple, mate. It's been an awesome project to be a part of, to bring out a kid's book. And I've been lucky to partner with a Firm Press and Fiona Harris, who's helped write it with me. And then the illustrations by Megan Higgins have just been awesome and really brought the story to life. So, yeah, it's a pretty nice feeling.
So, Daisy, you're a kid's book author also. What did you think of this?
I liked it, Bill. Yeah. It was fantastic. And I'll tell you what I did like, Bond, the way you broke it to your mum. Obviously, the story, there's family ties throughout the whole book. The tribute to your nana in the book at the start, fantastic. And the storyline that goes with it. But that was a great moment, obviously, FaceTiming it and seeing her reaction. You must have loved that. That must have been one of the most enjoyable parts.
It was. It was a bit challenging. I was in sort of Tassie at the time. It was just before or just after, I think, we played our first final. And we were stuck there for a couple of days. And technologically okay, but it was a tough, difficult trying to get everything connected and then the sound and audio going and also the visual. But it was a really cool part to being able to do the book. I kept it a secret from mum for most of the time until the book was announced that it was launching. And she was wrapped with it. She was so pumped to sort of see it up close in a sense. And you're right. It was a really special feeling to be able to reveal it to her and show people how she reacted.
Just a start of it, Bill. Vegemite sandwiches, sponge cakes, and too many Scotch fingers. If that doesn't just encapsulate a childhood of the grandparents, I don't know what does.
Exactly. Bontempelli is Italian, yeah?
Yep.
So she a nonna?
This was mum's side. So mum's background and heritage is, I guess she's got an Irish heritage, but Nana was born here, but my pot was from Ireland. Yeah. That was the Irish side, the Irish Australian side.
Oh, the Scotch finger biscuits, they were
unbelievable.
Fantastic.
Dip them in Nana's coffee and they'd bust off, and then Nana would crack the sads all afternoon.
And they'd make pancakes. My nana used to make the best pancakes.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nana was exactly the same. Spot on.
So that's the big secret, of course. So that's good. Any bookstores? You have seen any up there in Exmouth?
I don't think they've made the trip up just yet, but I'm sure there'll be a box on the way for the people here to enjoy and hopefully indulge in. But all good bookstores, I think you'll be able to find a copy. Pretty exciting project to have done.
It is fantastic. Of course, this is just a small way into life after football and different things you can do outside of footy. We came across one when we were prepping for this interview. Were you aware back when of the Chris Hemsworth link to you and his love for you in the presentation he did for selling the game in the US?
Is this the video that he did? Yeah. I did catch a little bit or catch wind of that. It's pretty impressive to see, the strong ties that Chris has with our football club and particularly myself. So you do appreciate when fans like to, indulge and include themselves in the story and the journey.
I'd like to see that. It was called, and we've got it here. Have a listen, Bont.
Chris! We can't wait to hear you pitch, Chris. Now, you just take your time whenever you're ready.
The Bulldogs hadn't won a flag in 62 years, and the competition was tough. Down and out, missing their fearless leader, those brave underdogs found victory.
Chris.
But now it's 2017, new season, new battle.
What are you talking about?
Will the doggies go on to find glory? Or will another team rise up and steal their crown? Nobody knows. But the Bulldogs have a secret weapon, the Bont.
The Bont?
The Bont? How good is that? Have you ever met him?
I haven't. I know he was in the rooms off the back of the 16 grand final when we won, but there was a lot going on. He was sworn by probably more people than we were, even after, like you said, breaking a drought, a 62-year premiership drought. So. But we've got a text here and there. He loves, I think, tuning in and watching the game. So it's nice to know he's obviously still got strong connections back with our football club.
Do you like the name The Bont? Because you're stuck with it regardless. But do you actually like being called The Bont? Because that's all we in the industry refer to you as.
Yeah, you don't really get a choice sometimes of the nicknames that follow you around. But I I don't mind it. I think there's much worse you probably could have been sort of tagged with or called. So I was definitely happy to roll with something sort of simple. And I think people just struggled a bit with my last name early on, so it made it a lot easier to just abbreviate to the four letters.
Spot on. Hey, now the wash-up of the grand final, of course. Melbourne were going to win by 10 goals. Then the Doggies come back.
Not just the Doggies, our man, Bill.
Oh, no, he started.
Just put him on the shoulder and said, come with me, boys.
He had to go forward and say, I'll kick the goals here. You blokes aren't doing anything. And then look like the Doggies are going to win. And then I don't know what happened, but the D's exploded. But the wash-up there, mate, what's happened there?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, you know, losing any grand final is always going to be disappointing, but especially when you consider, you know, we had a pretty strong, you know, grip on the game sort of throughout that third quarter, and it changed so quickly. They found an energy and an appetite to play at a level that we probably couldn't match in an instant almost. And it just felt like the game became really out of our control so quickly. So unfortunately, we really couldn't find our way back into arresting some of the momentum, and they played a super game, a super season, and you really just have to let it go is probably my mentality. It's hard to. It's an emotional attachment you have to such a big game and a build-up, but the best thing is probably to let it go and just try again next year, and I feel like we're pretty well set up to hopefully have a good challenge over the next couple of years.
No doubt they'll be driving you and the rest of the boys over the pre-season, that little bit extra motivation, the fire in the belly.
Yeah, I think everyone will probably, you know, treat it differently. Some will probably completely disregard it and look to the future as how optimistic it could be. But I think definitely for some, it might sting for a little while. And you can use that definitely, like you said, as a bit of motivation when things get tough in pre-season. As you blokes would know, there's moments throughout that you wonder about whether it's all too hard, and that might just give that extra bit of incentive to keep going.
What was the crowd, the ground, Perth, what was it all like? Because everyone's raved about it.
Yeah, mate, it was pretty epic. They put on a really good show. You know, obviously we didn't probably experience the entertainment and the build-up being in the rooms and then trying to go through your normal prep. But from a sound perspective, and obviously that stadium being as new as it is so well-equipped to host such a good event and especially that sort of game. So, you know, luckily I've played in another one, so I've got something to compare it to, but it was pretty close in terms of what it was able to provide from an atmosphere perspective.
And Easton Wood came out a bit of a shock to most of us that he's hung up the boots. Ooh. How did he break that to you guys? Obviously, you're all around the world and, well, not the world, but Australia at the minute in different parts. How did that go down?
Yeah, we spoke a few weeks beforehand and he let me know that, you know, this was the right time for him and his reasons for why he felt like it was time for him to sort of hang him up. And he's been such a strong influence for me and the football club for a couple of years. Obviously, he captained the 2016 Premiership in Bob's absence and continued to drive the you know, positive culture that we wanted at the football club. So he's had an incredible career, one with, you know, multiple challenges, and then found his way out of it and became, you know, probably one of the best, especially for a couple of years there, one of the best intercepting sort of defenders in the league. So, you know, it's disappointing. We'll miss him. But he's got two young kids now that I'm sure he can't wait to spend more time with.
Spot on. He's been a very good player for you and a captain, of course. Hey, now what's on the Savo up there at Exmouth? I think you've got a couple of mates up there, Norton, you got Josh Dunkley. If you got Josh Dunkley, you've probably got Adam Treloar. Surely they're in rooming together.
I think Josh is over in Noosa at the minute. He's chilling out. I think Adam might be back home. He had to have some a little clean up or two. But who's he? Aaron Norton and Jamara, Hugo Hagen, the young fella.
Yep.
And a couple of Aaron Norton's mates are all WA locals. I think mud crabbing's on the cards, which I'm not sure I'll be sticking my hands in too many holes. But it might be a bit of watching for me, and I'll just get ready when the food's ready to be cooked and eaten.
Seems like the smart play there, mate. Well, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the off-season. Rest up. We can't wait to see you back in action next season. The book, of course, is Little Bont and the Big Secret. It is available now from all bookstores and online. Marcus Bontempelli, you are a superstar.
Thank you, gents. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Bont.
It's the Rush Hour, Billy and Daisy on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You shouldn't take the mickey out of people that can't talk properly. The dyslexia.
Billy Brownless, Dale Thomas.
Dynamicism.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Bill's joke still to come. But up next, we are heading to the phones, Bill.
We are. Is that when you're trying to do the big stats down there at Geelong?
No, that was just another time that I buggered up the wrong word, Bill.
Anyway. Hey, this crossed my desk, and I love this, and we're going to open the phones very shortly to the Rush Hour family. But I think this was in the UK at Parkgate Football Club, a soccer club over there, Days. And it says, tonight's man of the match, voted by the Parkgate fan of over 20 years, Martin, is to Tim Whittaker, okay?
Yes.
And guess what Tim wins?
What's he get? What's man of the match? A couple of $100, a few grand?
Yeah, he receives a original unwrapped 2002 Sugar Babes album.
No.
Sugar Babes album, Angels with Dirty Faces. This is the Sugar Babe. Unwrapped. He won the album. That's what he won for Man of the Match.
Well, just almost incentive just to play like crap, I would have thought, if that's what you're getting for Man of the Match. We won the last race at the Drunk Cup once, and we got given a cheese board from Gippsland Dairy. So another thing that you...
Cheese board.
A cheese, like a cheese board.
Cheese and everything?
A cheese on the board, yes.
Oh, so you got the cheese.
At 5 o'clock on the last race, it probably wasn't going down that well, but that is the topic. So it is the strangest prize you've won, unusual or received.
Strangest prize you have won. Unusual.
Taking to the phones next on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's what stuffs Bill, Nath. He can't understand
Give
what happens.
Give me some strategicness of it.
Daisy and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are heading to the phones and asking, what prize have you won? Unusual, Daisy, on the back of...
Yeah, on the back of the Parkgate Football Club, I should say. That's not the hardest word to say. When a man was given the Sugar Babes album unwrapped for best on ground. So just a...
That's it.
A strange, strange prize. I tell you what isn't a strange prize. What you will win if you are elected as the best caller of the day. The story continues from Dustin Martin, the authorised biography published by Hardy Grant Books, available now in all good bookstores, and the one that I would be loving, Rabbit. St Andrews Beach Golf Course, a round of golf at the magnificent St Andrews Beach Golf Course for two players, which includes a golf cart and a six-pack from the St. Andrews Beach Brewery.
Very nice. They've been good supporters of ours for all year, actually. Well done.
Yeah, and last year as well.
And last year. 133353, the strangest thing that you have won. Unusual. And there's been some unusual ones, Daisy. We spoke about this before, but cowboy hats. Formula One drivers have won cowboy hats when they got up there. Did you see Shaq give away in the U.S. Grand Prix?
Yes, he just stood there.
He just said, right, Shaq. No, everyone was too scared to say, Shaq, out of the road.
Roger Federer winning a cow
at the Swiss Open, yes. Actually brought it out. Over in Paris, where they have those bicycle races and the cobbles, you win a stone, like a cobble. You win the stone as part of the prize there.
Matty Hayman, the great Australian cyclist, actually won that race.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He will have a cobble.
And also, what else is there? A grandfather clock. A grandfather.
Say that carefully. You don't want to win the other one.
You have.
Bill,
here we go.
Straighten it up. All right. Who do you want first, Bill?
Let's go to Frangers. Oh, that'll be open to be magnificent down there in Frankston. G'day, Bridget.
Hi.
How's it down at Frangers?
It is lovely. Blue skies and sunshine.
How good is that? Now, Bridget, give us, what is the thing you have won unusual?
So it was my brother, and he won.
Oh, no.
It was no prize, but... He won a sausage dog in a bike race.
Oh. An actual sausage dog?
Yeah, a real-life dog.
Oh, what
was the bike race? Yeah.
It was like a cycling,
Like
racing.
Road racing. Okay, and you got the sausage dog. So what happens if you're allergic to dogs or you don't have a backyard to care for this
dog? Don't want the dog, yeah.
Well, I guess you wouldn't be doing it nowadays, but this was the late 70s and it was a bit different.
It would have lived for a while, I assume, the sausage dog?
Yeah, it was the family pet for many years. His name was Paul.
Oh, Paul. Paul
the sausage dog. That is unusual. It all makes sense.
Well done, Bridge. 133353. We've got a couple of callers online. I think there's an empty line there. Daryl's there in Beaconsfield. G'day, Dazzling.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. What are you up to?
Just driving around town in this horrible traffic. Melbourne's back to normal.
See, that's what happens. We get back to normal and people are going to whinge about the traffic. What are you doing? You're working?
Yeah, I'm a courier, mate. Driving in the traffic all day, every day.
Oh,
I've had a good 6 months, but now I hate it.
Oh, now, what have you won, Unusual?
When I was on one of my trips around Australia, ended up in Darwin in the Beer Can Regatta in May, and we won a 1.5 litre Darwin Stubby. It was horrible.
So, a Beer Can Regatta. So, tell us what that is.
You make boats out of beer cans and beer bottles.
Yeah.
And across the beach. It's not in the water. You run across the beach. It's a yacht race on the beach.
With beer cans.
Okay. And you won a litre and a half of the Darwin Stubby.
Yeah, the NT draft. Oh, it's worse than Forex.
Was it cold at least?
Yeah.
It was never cold.
Exactly. Darwin Stubby, righto.
That is unusual. We've got Phil from Camberwell. Filthy, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Pretty good.
What have you won that is unusual?
Went on a family holiday on the south coast of New South Wales years and years ago, and there was a under-10 table tennis tournament for the kids staying in this resort, and I won, which was a gold, shiny gold ashtray shaped in a prancing horse.
As a 10-year-old?
And you were 25. How old were you, Phil?
Oh, it was probably 9.
Oh, so
8 or 9.
Didn't inspire you to take up the gaspers for the rest of life?
So a 9-year-old wins
an ashtray. An ashtray, yep.
You still got it?
I still got it, yep. It takes pride of place on the mantelpiece.
Oh, good. That's not bad. Some good callers there.
Bill, well, you can pick. Who do you like there?
Well, I like Bridget. I thought she was the best there. Fancy winning. You win a bike ride or a bike race and you win a sausage dog.
That is unusual.
She there? Where's Bridget? Gone, is she?
No, she's gone, unfortunately, but she could take a pick of those awesome prizes.
All right, then. Yep.
And Phil, we may as well, I think Phil's still there. He's the only other one left there. So, Phil, you can take the pick, mate, because Bridget can't, so you get to decide what you want. Do you want Dusty Martin's book, The True Story Continues, or the magnificent round of golf at St Andrews Beach Golf Course, which is for two players, includes a golf cart and a six-pack of tins from St Andrews Beach Brewery?
Round of golf would be lovely.
And Bridget's won. The story continues. Dustin Martin. Will you read that, Dave? That should be a good reader.
I might get it as an audio book.
So you're not going to read it?
Well, I won't read it. No, I'm not big on the reading. It hurts my eyes. I think I need glasses.
Have you written a book?
I have written a book.
A kid's book.
A kid's book. A fantastic kid's book, too.
Yeah, but you wrote a joke book.
You wrote a joke book that wasn't funny.
No, I've written 3 books, my friend. 3 more than I've read.
Are they all joke books?
No, one's a life book.
Oh, yeah?
The
Billy's Barbecue Bloke.
No, what's it called?
Yeah, it's called...
What's it called?
The Life and Times of My Billy or something, is it?
You can't remember the life one and of the 3 books you've written.
And what are the other book? 2? There's another one.
What's the joke book called?
I don't know. I don't know what the other one. What's the other one too?
I don't know. If you don't know, we don't know.
And that probably sums it up perfectly. Oh,
hopefully you get your joke book nearby because you got one for us. 10 the show coming up soon. It's a Rush Hour at Triple M.
I'm fat.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the listener app and on your radio, this...
Etsy to the end of the art.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Daisy and Billy.
Big show tomorrow, Rabsy and Bill. We have got Jake the Snake Stecky, Bill, the V8 Supercars Young Gun, and, of course, the Hump Day Quiz.
This is what happened last time we spoke to Jake Kostecki.
What happened? Right. And the girls, there's be a few around, wouldn't there? With the snake, the...
What?
He just gave up halfway.
And fair enough, it's hard to get out Jake the Snake. It only rhymes perfectly.
Yeah, well, Jake didn't. He actually knew what I was talking about. He just went with it, didn't he? He didn't give a stuff, Jake.
We'll ask him about that, Bill. We'll have a good laugh with him. And the Hump Day Quiz, everybody's favourite, that is tomorrow on the Rush Hour.
But now, time for...
In the Day with a Laugh. This is Billy's Joke.
Just a joke yesterday, fair to say, and probably the same again today, to be honest.
The emails from the RSPCA have come in thick and strong after yesterday.
Have they? Thick and fast it'll be, but anyway.
Okay.
last Saturday night, Days, I went out and I'd had a couple. I was pissed, to be honest, and I was out the side out the front of this nightclub, and my mate runs it, okay? So I rang him up, and I said, how do you get into the club? He said, there should be a knob on the door. I said, yeah, that's the bloke who won't let me in. Did you get it? There's a knob on the door.
The security guard.
Yeah, that's it. Ah, oh, Bill, oh, you're boy. Back in town, I think.
Yeah. What? You just... have you got another one?
No.
Okay, well, like, yeah.
I was going to do one, but we won't. That's anyway, it's
we're
been
finishing
another
the
good
show
day.
With that. That's okay. That's the exclamation good. Mark on this great show. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. More from you, Fat. You need to lift.
Yes, we do. Come on, Fat. Give us some. Oh, is that the sugar base?
It's not the knob on the door.
Wouldn't let me in. Good song. You are king of Geelong.